The passage of a cold front yesterday afternoon transitioned us from summer-like weather back to springtime. After some very warm and muggy weather, it is much, much cooler and much, much less humid across our area this afternoon. Temperatures are running mainly in the upper 50s and low 60s. The wind has been pretty gusty out of the northwest. That is making it feel cooler. Clouds have mixed with sunshine through the day. We've even had a few widely scattered sprinkles and showers come through. We are concerned about brush fires again today. A red flag warning is up through early evening for much of our area. We have the dry ground, low humidity, and gusty wind, and all those factors combine to increase the threat for brush fires, so that is something to keep in mind as we work through the remainder of the day. Then our focus will turn to cold weather tonight. In fact, we are under the threat for frost or freeze conditions. A freeze warning is in effect for the eastern Catskills. Frost advisories are in effect for much of the higher terrain, at least where the growing season has started. As we work into tonight, high pressure will build in from the west. That will result in less wind, a clearing sky, and that will allow for temperatures to fall back into the 30s. So if you have plants that are sensitive to the cold, be sure that you protect them tonight by covering them with a blanket, or if they are potted plants, bringing them indoors to protect them from those chilly conditions. Moving ahead through time, we'll keep things quite spring-like over the next couple of days. High pressure will be just to our west tomorrow, so it's going to be a brighter day and a bit of a warmer day as well, as temperatures will climb into the 60s to around 70. On Friday, an approaching warm front will increase the clouds, and we do have the chance for some showers Friday night into Saturday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear, areas of fog, patchy frost, low in the 30s, some 20s in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the 60s to around 70. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Mostly clear with areas of fog tonight, patchy frost, low in the 30s, some 20s in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the 60s to around 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low 38 to 43, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, mostly clear, areas of fog, patchy frost, low in the middle to upper 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the 60s to around 70. Region-wide on Friday, increasing clouds, high around 70, and on Saturday, variably to mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers, with highs in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.